Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening, planet Earth. It's April the 25th, 2021, as of this recording. Right around 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, here in the great mountain state of Utah, say hello to the Utahwians. Hello, Utah. Hello, Utah. Wake up, Utah. Yes, indeed, it's April the 25th, 2021, right around 5:30 p.m., and this is the Planetary Status Report. If you're listening on a Saturday or Sunday night on shortwave radio, you might be listening to 5950 kilohertz. You might be listening to WRMI out of Miami. Miami, Okeechobee, the great swamp from which the bee shall arise when the time comes. If you are listening on a shortwave radio, it could be Saturday or Sunday night, depending upon when this podcast airs. And yeah, it'd be 5950 kilohertz, and it would be WRMI, either 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or, according to the Queensland Navy and all shortwave ham radio dudes, 3 a.m. UTC, approved by the King. Approved by the Queensland Navy and all the battleships that carry the Queensland flag. The notes for this podcast can be found at Delta Foxtrot Golf Tango Charlie, that's dfgtc.org/show notes. That's right. Delta Foxtrot Golf Tango Charlie, that's dfgtc.org/show notes. If you want to complain to me about my attitude problems, you can email me, me@iamsully.com. If you want to hear more of my podcasts, especially the really dirty ones, just go to iamsully.com or dfgtc.org/mp3. And if you want to learn more about some of the other stuff I'm involved in, some of the nefarious activities, just go to igloo-luau.com. And, you know, if you want to donate to this podcast broadcast, go to paypal.com/paypalme/Dr. Freckles. Dr. Freckles, all spelled one word. Topic. But before I go into it, I need to drink a little of the water, a little of the ancient water of the ancient mountains here in Utah. As I drink the water of Utah, I drink the flavor of the kingdom. The knife man is dead. The knife man is dead. The knife man is dead. He walked the streets shaking from his drugs. He did PCP. He did angel dust. He did all the scrag and all the special K. He did the crocodile. He got no looks from the passersby. No smiles, no hugs. He just went on about his way. People ignored him. They looked through him. They did not see that he was even there. He was invisible. He was invisible to all, or maybe most. He smelled toast. Was he having a stroke? No, bloke. He's just broke inside. Filled with pus and pain. He ain't got no money. He don't need no honey. He's the knife man. He is the knife man. Headline, and this article can be found by going to DFGTC, www.ncbc.org/show notes. Make sure you pick the notes for the right broadcast date, not the publication date. The date on which you're hearing this broadcast, match that date to the notes, and you can get these notes. This article appears on MSN.com, and the headline is, "Knife Man is Shot Dead by Police After Stabbing Female Officer to Death in France." What were you thinking, Knife Man? This article is written by Leia Sinclair a couple days ago. And I read on. "A knife man was shot dead by police after a female police officer was stabbed to death in France on Friday. The 49-year-old mother of two was fatally stabbed in the neck at the entrance to the police station in Rambouillet, a middle-class commuter town outside Paris. She was returning from her break shortly after 1400 hours when the man entered the police station, according to local reports. The 36-year-old assailant lunged at the officer, who had worked for the police since 1993, and her colleagues, then they opened fire on him, the knife man, and he was shot dead. Prime Minister Jean Castex said, "France has lost one of its everyday heroines, in a barbaric gesture of infinite cowardice. To her relatives, I offer my support on behalf of the entire nation. To our security forces, I want to tell them I share their emotion and their indignation." Local MP Aurore Berger said, "Whenever our law enforcement agencies are attacked, it is France that is attacked." Rambouillet is a town that is not at all used to being subjected to violence. This reminds us that our law enforcement agencies put their lives at risk every morning when they go to work. The attacker was of Tunisian nationality and residing in France on legitimate papers. He is said to have arrived in the country in 2009. He was not previously known to police or anti-terrorist authorities and had recently moved to Rambouillet after leaving in Val-de-Marne. According to reports, the knife man shouted, Allahu snack bar. However, a security official said there was no immediate indication. He had cried any Islamist or Islamic slogans. The Versailles prosecutor is currently investigating, an official said. The French anti-terror police have also opened an investigation. The incident follows the fatal stabbing of four people in the headquarters of the Paris police force in 2019. And come 6 months after an Islamist teenager beheaded a school teacher in the same administrative department of France. And you can read that article again if you want to about the knife man. I have been exposed to superhero mythology like the rest of you. You know, Captain America and the Falcon and Mr. Africa. What's his name? The Black Panther? Was that the Pink Panther? Yeah. Wakanda forever. Wakanda forever. Wakanda forever. Yeah, I've been exposed to all the superhero crap. Superman is a classic. Superman who is totally impervious to everything, but that one dramatic thing that will kill him. You give Superman kryptonite, and he dies of kryptonite poisoning. How do you destroy Wonder Woman again? You take away her vibrator. And of course, there's Batman. Batman with his fancy bat car and his fancy bat plane. He has a bat submarine. He has a male slave donkey named Robin. Christian Bale. No. But what about Knife Man? Knife Man, when I read this article about the Knife Man being killed, I didn't imagine some person from Tunisia. That's probably accurate, but that's not the point. I imagined the hero, not the hero we want. We probably want Cyberman or Godzilla or Wonder Woman and her lesbian army of busty beauties. That's who we want. We want Superman to bring us our gold. We want Superman to bring us our gold. We want stuff, right? But Knife Man doesn't want anything from you. Guess what? Knife Man is exactly the superhero that I deserve and you deserve. Knife Man lives in the city. He lives in the gutters. He lives down below. Knife Man carries 17 knives, each one named after a hoe. Knife Man. The Knife Man wanders the streets in search for justice, but all he finds are the scraggly people with broken bits of glass and sand and salt they toss in his eyes. The Knife Man wants to find peace in this world. The Knife Man seeks after the evildoers. The Knife Man was tossed into an acid pit when he was 5 years old. The Knife Man, he eats the skrunkest grease. He eats the rat pudding. He eats whatever he finds. Knife Man. Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you about the Knife Man. But he or she is out there. It doesn't have to be a guy. Could be a girl. You don't know the age of the Knife Man. The Knife Man doesn't have fancy technology. The Knife Man doesn't have a utility belt. The Knife Man just has a knife and focus and edge. The Knife Man will trace your steps through the night and follow you home if you're an evildoer. The Knife Man sees what you do with your sinful thoughts in the darkness. The Knife Man keeps a list, buddy. The Knife Man has a list and he keeps track of what you're doing, buddy. Knife Man is out there. Next topic, because we beat the Knife Man to death. Goodbye, Knife Man. Everyone that's been to college ends up sounding like a jackass. This is a quote from Dr. Freckles. A quote from Dr. Freckles. I'm going to drink a little bit of water here. This is a quote from Dr. Freckles. Every person that's been to college ends up sounding like a jackass. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know how much time I want to spend on this one. I know there are lots of folks out there that worked hard for their college degrees, and just because you have a university diploma, that doesn't mean you're a jerk. But I have come to realize in recent years that one of the things they teach you in college is how to sound smarter than you actually are. That's one of the things they teach you in college, how to sound smarter than you actually are. And I've encountered a lot of people, and it gets worse as you get advanced degrees. You know, if a person gets a master's degree, well, now, well, I don't know what to tell you about your opinion about the COVID, but I only have a master's degree in sideways epistemic stomatology. And according to my professor, you should put on 3 or 4 masks. And if you don't wear that many masks, you hate your grandma. And likely you're a sociopath that kills kittens. That's what my master's degree tells me. Good job, master's degree. Next topic, psyopsitarian. And before I talk about what a psyopsitarian is, I'm going to read an article from the New York Post. This was published on April the 21st, 2021. The author is Stephen Nelson. Headline, Biden warns if Americans don't get COVID jabs, they might have to cancel July the 4th. Biden warns if Americans don't get COVID jabs, they might have to cancel the 4th of July. Well, that's really great. And if you're listening on shortwave radio, the notes for this can be found at dfgtc.org/show notes. Just pick the appropriate date of broadcast. If the date doesn't line up, chances are neither do the notes. And I can't help you there. I'm reading on from this article. President Biden on Wednesday warned Americans they may have to cancel small outdoor gatherings on the 4th of July if there's a slowdown in COVID-19 vaccinations. More than 51% of American adults have received at least one vaccine dose. I call BS on that, folks. 51%, my butt. More than 51% of American adults have received at least one vaccine dose, according to the CDC data. Let's audit the CDC. Indicating that herd immunity and the pandemic's end are near. Well, thank you, Baghdad Bob. But Biden said at the White House that he's not yet comfortable saying people can hold small outdoor gatherings on Independence Day. Folks, you can read the rest of this article on your own, but I'm going to read this last statement and then we'll have a conversation. But Biden said at the White House, that he's not yet comfortable saying people can hold small outdoor gatherings on Independence Day. Meditate on that, brothers and sisters. Think about what that means. I don't want to get into psyopsitarian quite yet, But meditate on Independence Day being canceled. Meditate on the 4th of July being held up. Meditate on a president, supposedly a president of the United States that swore an oath to protect and defend and uphold the Constitution, as a matter of principle and obligation. Meditate on someone like that telling you what you can or can't do on, excuse me, Independence Day. Independence Day, unless Independence Day is now a new, ironically named thing. Meaning it's really Dependence Day now. That we're dependent on people, that we no longer have any control over our lives, that our lives are now forfeit. And an old curmudgeon, someone with rats in his brains, someone slowly dying of dementia, is going to tell you that in opposition to his own oath is to protect your right to do whatever you want to do on the 4th of July. That is part of his oath, and he's telling you the opposite. Don't listen to that crap, is my advice in general. And that whole 51% number, no, there's been no 51% of Americans vaccinated. That's a load of crap, too. Psyopsitarian. So why am I calling myself a psyopsitarian? Well, I guess I would say this is why. At this point in American history, my relationship to the government is best described in terms of being a subject. And I don't mean this in feudal terms. Some of you say, oh, you mean neo-feudalism. Well, maybe, but not necessarily exactly. When I say subject, I don't mean this only in the feudal sense, although it could mean that. No, I mean test subject. I mean test subject, as in a rat in a cage, as if a dog in a maze, like you took an ape and you fired into space, like you shoved a needle in my arm, you meant to do me harm, and now you're a rocket ship going straight to hell, you know. Test subjects. You are a test subject in a military psychological operation. Now, I don't know why they're doing it, and I believe you could make an argument that these types of psyops have been going on since at least World War II. Probably goes back further than that. Probably goes back to Edward Bernays, and in that sense, probably goes back to the Tavistock Institute and World War I. So for 100 years, we've had different types of psyops. But in the last year, we have been exposed to unrelenting 24/7 psyops. Okay? Yeah, it's true. The COVID is currently the king of battle with respect to the military psychological warfare operation. But it isn't the only one, is it? It's not the only thing out there that's currently driving people crazy. You are a test subject. You're a test subject just like me. And as far as the whole 51% goes, I have put up some posters, which you can find if you're listening on shortwave. There are posters in the notes at dfgtc.org/shownotes. And if you pick the right broadcast date, you'll pick the right notes. And if you're listening online, the notes link is probably right there. But I have a couple posters I made, and one of which, you know, says audit the CDC. I know a lot of libertarians and anarchists and ANCAPs and other freedom types will constantly say audit the Fed. I agree. We should nuke the Fed. We need to definitely audit and then probably nuke the CDC. These numbers they're giving us are wrong. Okay, we know that they're wrong. The estimates that they told us to believe in were wrong. We now know that they're wrong. Everything they've done in this quote-unquote pandemic has been wrong. And this number of 51% is a lie. It's a total lie. 51% of all Americans, even if that were true, how would you prove it? How could you prove it? You couldn't. You also can't really call them liars either, because there's no good way to check them. So when I say audit the CDC, it's kind of a joke, isn't it? No one's going to check their numbers. Why would anybody check their numbers? Why would the CDC lie? Outer space is racist. Outer space is the most racist place on Earth. Outer space is racist. Perhaps outer space is the most racist place on Earth. This is a quote from Dr. Freckles. And what does that mean? Well, it's kind of a cheap shot in a way. I am skeptical of what they tell us outer space is. I'm not saying the Earth is flat. I'm not crazy. Of course it's not flat. But just because it's not flat doesn't mean you're being told the truth. There's a lot of stuff we're told about the nature of the world that looks sketchy. And a lot of the explanations for how we went to the moon and why we didn't go for 50 years back to the moon and how that's all perfectly normal, that looks sketchy too. Up until this point in time, there's still been less than 600 unique people who've gone to space, okay? I'm not saying 600 flights, so don't email me. I don't know how many flights there have been to space. But less than 600 people have been to space, okay? Out of billions and billions, statistically speaking, that number is so small that you might as well say nobody's ever been to space. Because statistically speaking, that's true. Basically nobody. It's the kind of thing people are told about, maybe it exists, maybe it doesn't, but the number of witnesses is so small relative to the whole human population. It does make one wonder, doesn't it? And it's been a second. But yeah, do I think outer space is racist? I don't know. Maybe. Next topic. So, we talked about the psiopsitarian thing, and before I go, this is what this means to me. I am a psiopsitarian to the extent that other people call themselves, like, collapsitarian. Because they're waiting for everything to collapse. And you know something? Probably a lot of stuff is falling apart. And one rational explanation for the psyop is to help cover up stuff falling apart. That could be it. I don't really know. I don't think crisis or catastrophe needs any help at all. And so what they're doing with the psyop is so damaging to human society that I don't really think it's just about covering something up. It is very damaging in and of itself. Another thing about psychological warfare is that even though the techniques can be very advanced and complicated, involve a lot of psychological experimentation, blah, 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 even though the techniques of psychological warfare can be intricate and advanced and whatnot, usually the messages are quite simple. Like during the first Gulf War, the basic message of all the PSYOP stuff that was being done was don't fight. Don't fight. If you're Republican Guard, don't fight. If you're Iraqi Army, don't fight. If they tell you to use a chemical weapon, don't. Don't fight. Don't fight. Simple message, and it worked. In a lot of cases, it worked. I mean, who knows the real truth, but based upon what I was told when I was in the military, that strategy, that utilization of a lot of resources to basically sell a simple message, don't fight, it kind of worked. So if you look at the psychological warfare operation of the last year, the entire last year, everything that's happened in the last 12 months. And you were going to say to yourself, what is the message? If it is PSYOP, Dan, what's the message? What are they trying to impart? What is the message, Dan? And I think the message is kind of simple. I think the message is very straightforward. The message is stay home. Don't go outside. Don't visit families. I mean, they show you pictures of people being beaten by mobs of overweight cops. You see mobs of cops stealing the bikes of kids and harassing kids for skateboarding. Stay home. There are stories of Chinese murder hornets in the woods. Stay home. Chinese People's Liberation Army troops are training in British Columbia. Stay home. The COVID and the Rona might be asymptomatic. Stay home. If you go on a cruise ship, you'll get sick from the Rona. You'll get transcrobial disease. Tentacles will shoot out of your butthole. Stay home. Russia and China want to nuke us. Stay home. Everyone's getting sick if they take the vaccine. Did you see that dude that looked like a lobster? You better stay home. There's a race war. There is a race war coming. There are racialist armies forming outside of your city. There is a race war. There are black-clad commie freaks going up and down your street spouting nonsense, covered in all kinds of nonsense, wearing nonsense masks, coffee filters. Stay home. The world outside is dangerous. Stay home. There are monsters around every corner. Stay home. The only message I can see from the entire PSYOP for this last year, whether it's the monkey herpes or the race war, is stay home. Brothers and sisters, what do you think that means? Like I said, military psychological operations, the tools, techniques, the personnel, it can be very complicated in a way. And it can involve lots of resources and lots of thinking and lots of preparation and lots of training. But usually the outcome of PSYOPs is very simple, a very simple message. So if you deconstruct the message of the last year, the core message, what do you think it is? I think it's stay home. And so the question I have to ask myself some nights as I go to sleep is, why do they want billions of people to just stay home? Next topic. Next topic. The juice. The juice. And if you're listening on shortwave radio, this is, the Planetary Status Report with your friend Dan. And if you're listening on shortwave 5950 kilohertz to WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee, the notes for this podcast can be found by taking the date of the broadcast, okay? If you're listening on shortwave, take the date of the broadcast. Take that date and then go to dfgtc.org/show notes. That's Delta Foxtrot Golf Tango Charlie.org/show notes. And you just pick the right date and the notes will be there. I am going to read an article from the New York Post. The article was written by Natalie O'Neill on April the 22nd, 2021. Headline. O.J. Simpson bashes LeBron James for Ohio cop tweet. And I read on. The famous ex-con took a pro-cop stance Thursday when he backed an Ohio officer who fatally shot a knife-wielding teen and ripped into NBA star LeBron James for a tweet that named and shamed the lawman. The police guy had no choice. He responded, said the juice, who in 1995 infamously beat criminal charges that he himself used a blade to hack his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her pal Ronald Goldman to death. We wished he could have pulled the taser, but in that incident, if he didn't do what he did, another young American would have her life taken. James drew the attention of the 73-year-old convicted felon by putting out a controversial tweet about the death of 16-year-old Makia Bryant, who was revealed to be wielding her knife only after the basketball star posted his comment. "You're next. Accountability," James tweeted Tuesday, along with an image of Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon, who fired the fatal shot. But when new details emerged, James deleted the tweet. Simpson told James he should pick his battles and be more patient when criticizing cops, because sometimes incidents that may seem outrageous could turn out to be justified. You can't fight every battle. You know you gotta pick your battles. It's a war that must be fought, but sometimes you need to take your time and be a little more patient before you comment on some of these bad incidents that are happening with police departments, Simpson said in a video he posted on Twitter Thursday. LeBron should have waited. LeBron should have waited. LeBron should have waited. Simpson, who did 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping in Nevada, also criticized the media for putting out a false narrative before a video of Bryant waving a knife emerged. I'm a little upset with most of the media who showed us edited versions of what took place with the girl with the knife. They made it sound like it was another police officer overreacting and killing a young black American, Simpson said. But he encouraged James to continue speaking out about injustices. LeBron, 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 keep fighting the fight, he said. I admire work he has done and how he has helped his community, how he's been fighting all these social issues, especially that of systemic racism and the legal system and the police departments around our country. Simpson added, I'm against defunding the police. I think you just have to redirect some of those funds. After James deleted his tweet, he explained, I'm so damn tired of seeing black people killed by police. I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system. And they always use our words to create more racism. I'm so desperate for accountability. Yeah, you guys can research this topic more on your own. I really don't even know what to tell you there. I think on the subject of the knife man, if we can keep things kind of in focus, the subject of the knife man, I think that O.J. Simpson was and is the knife man. No, he's not the superhero you want. He's not the superhero that you want or that I want. But he's the superhero we deserve. O.J. Simpson is the knife man. I'm pulling off his mask. O.J. Simpson is the knife man. That's what we need to remember as we go drifting into the darkness past the outer edge. Breaking news, breaking news. I will go to the Hortorian markets. I will go to the Hortorian markets and buy Skizzlebat. I'll fry this up in a pan with capers and bacon and axle grease and motor oil. I'll fry this up in a pan with capers and bacon and axle grease and motor oil, and old dead crows I find near the nuclear plant, and some rat cheese, and it will all be eaten in the dark with demons watching. Breaking news. Breaking news. Birdie is dead. She was killed in the Durgis War, fighting Hegel hounds in the jungles of Purdue. Her body was found disemboweled and set on fire per the ancient customs. Her body was found disemboweled and set on fire per the ancient customs of the Tublic peoples, the same folk who were destroyed by the Chartal kings of Jordash. Breaking news. Breaking news. The Indian people have reported a record amount of COVID in their stool. Breaking news. Breaking news. The Ganges is filled with poo. Yes, the Ganges is filled with poo and urine and COVID and nutrients. Vitamin water has nutrients too. Vitamin water has nutrients too. Drink vitamin water to fight waterborne food parasites and anal spunk turtles and dugs. Breaking news. Breaking news. No matter how drunk you get, no matter how drunk you get, stay away from the women. The women of Boulder Highway. Stay away from them. These are the women of darkness. Their chasm is dark and moist and filled with Berulian eels and cactus birds. And old dried out bologna sandwiches. And rotten Cheetos and the cave sea muck. 17 Jargonian whale women will sing songs. People will smoke tempest jugue and beat each other with sticks and tie firecrackers to our hair. And we will wail and howl and act like space banshees while traveling at 998 times the speed of light. And free shampoo from Gondor. This has been the Planetary Status. The Planetary Status Report, reporting from Sector 3, currently under attack. Yes, this has been the Planetary Status Report with your friend Dan. And no matter when you're hearing this on the shortwave radio, be rest assured the moment of recording is April the 25th. April the 25th, that's Sunday, April the 25th, 2021, Bo Blimp Doc. And all the creatures of Sector 3 and 4 have been whittled forth. And the sea is filled with poo, and the ocean is covered in acid and greases. And everyone is hopeful for the harvest of protein, protein coming from those Frenchies, Frenchies we raise out back. Hey Frenchie, have a great rest of your Sunday evening.